What is up, guys, and welcome to episode 24 of the FMC Show, the official podcast for the Football Manager Creators Community Discord. We are averaging 55 listeners right now in 22 countries. So good morning or afternoon or evening to all of you guys. Speaking of people who it might be evening for, how are you doing, Parkera?
Kia ora. Doing pretty good here, just chilling. It's just going 8 o'clock, so just chilling for an evening.
8 o'clock in the evening.
All right, Sunday evening.
Almost Monday.
Yep.
Into the future. Coming back in time to more my time zone, we've got Super Swan. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was just going to say, it's just past 9 o'clock, but in the morning, not in the evening. So Parkera's in the future whilst we're just like dragging behind him.
You know, it's kind of DeLorean.
Yeah, it's kind of like aliens, isn't it? Like, is he real? Or
I'm just echoing your future.
Yeah,
I think he's the most realist person in this
or are we an echo in your past?
Yeah.
But because there's two of us and only one of you, we're going to claim the win.
I don't think it works like that, to be honest. I think we're living in his sort of past.
Yeah,
I like how we're getting all philosophical.
Because your future is my past and my past is your future, so we never know.
All we need to now do is go back to the future.
You've already done us. Any tips for the future, Parkera?
You stay
at home. What can we look forward to in the next half a day?
No football.
Okay, well, we've already got used to that. Anyway, guys, we have 1,706 total plays now, which is absolutely incredible in 24 episodes, and we're closing in on the 25th episode. It only feels like a few weeks ago we were saying double figures.
And we're still here. We're still standing.
Still here. Crazy. 24 weeks. And we missed about, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Over Christmas period-ish, didn't we?
Yeah, so maybe that. About 26, 27 weeks we've been going. And, so we've outlived football. I mean, that's how big we are.
We can drag a podcast out with no football. Absolutely fine. You know, we don't need football. Yeah, we just got our
football?
Entertaining
personalities. Well, actually, don't say that. I need football.
I know.
Okay, so yeah, so that so everything's going good. Should we move on to our save updates?
That sounds promising.
Yeah, we're going to go to Parkera first because obviously we know he's got to play something by now.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Have you loaded it up yet?
Not even looked at it.
Ah, 1 week we will have it.
1 week. We're waiting on that 1 week.
I might just load
it
up next week for the 25th special.
Oh, I'll take a screenshot of it as well.
Live load it for you.
Yes.
That sounds like a good plan.
How's the trucking manager going?
Yeah, trucking's still going well and a bit of farming on the side.
He likes big vehicles.
You have to truck twice a week at the moment just to catch up.
I don't know about you. I don't truck twice a week. My wife won't have it.
Well, that's the joy of being single. I can just tour off.
You can truck whenever you like.
See, I'm single. There's no trucking involved here. I'm telling you now.
So you two are single and you can truck whenever you like. And here's me who's married with two kids living with me. And I never get to truck. It's a trucking joke.
Right. So for me, we're still with Lazio in our campus, the champions. And it's all coming to a wire. It's all come down to the last day of the season. So we've got the last day of the season coming out on Monday. We have the chance to lift the Serie A title. We're also in the, and I've got to get this right, the Euro Cup 2 League Conference, whatever the third tier of European football is called. We're in the final against AZ Alkmaar. So our league form's kind of gone out the window, really, because I don't know whether or not we're focusing too much on Europe or we just want to lift the trophy. But we've been up the top of Serie A for such a long time, and now we've kind of leveled at the top of the league with AC Milan. So, it's like I said, we could win both of them. We could win none of them. We could win the league and not win the cup. So it's all going down to the wire. So if you want to tune in on Monday, you'll know exactly how we got on. So, it is very much so. And like I say, we dominated the league for so long, and then we get like stupid losses to the likes of like Empoli and Bologna and Cagliari.
That's what I was saying last week, isn't it? About, you know, as soon as you start getting too far ahead, the game kind of stops your winning.
It levels you out a bit. Yeah, just goes, oh my God, you're winning too much here. We need to get some losses and draws in there for you to equal it out.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Brings you back to reality.
Exactly. And I thought it was all going a bit too good to be true. They're like, oh, it's our first season, and we've already brought in a couple of players. It's all going well. And then, like I say, those four or five games came along. I went, nope.
That's the thing, I think, that makes it more unrealistic, though. I think if there was a way, there must be a way to sort of make it level them out rather than going six games unbeaten and losing to four of the worst teams in the league. That's a Football Manager thing, isn't it? Like,
I'm a big believer in when you open the game, it's decided whether, right, this is going to be the session where you win seven games, or it's going to go, this is the session you lose seven games and nothing goes right.
It's like one of the original conspiracies about FMA and Championship Manager. You know, every time you loaded a save, it was a new save. It was different.
Yeah.
You'd lose, you'd win, or sometimes
how perfect would it be?
So you reload it just to hope you get on a winning streak.
Yeah. How perfect would it be if they could level that out and, you know, make, because I mean, in real life, you might go on a four game winning streak and then draw two games. Do you know what I mean? Like, but it's just where you get like the six game, you know, winning streak, and then you go on a five game losing streak, and it's just like, it's kind of happens in blocks. It's quite annoying, I think.
So I think that's what's happening to me at the moment. I've had my my block of defeats where I say shouldn't have, but you know, the leveling out, we'll call it.
Yeah.
As far as opposed to not deserved it.
I mean, I wanted to put you down a little bit there, saying, well, you know, how bad is that European competition when you've got AZ Alkmaar in the final? But in your defence, the last time Newcastle were in a European competition, it was AZ Alkmaar that knocked them out. So I'm not going to say anything.
I was going to say, yeah, you best keep that to yourself. But I'm confident going into it because, I mean, when we were at PSV, we used to beat AZ Alkmaar quite a lot. And I think my Lazio team is at least on par with my PSV team. So I'm hoping for good things in the European Cup 2 League Conference, whatever it's called. But the league's going to go down to the wire. And like I say, when this comes out, it'll be the Monday after where it all goes down. Last game of the season. Will we win the league? Will we throw it away? You got to tune in to find out.
Interesting. And on mine, obviously, we're still doing the Newcastle 06-07 database on the Mad Scientists database. And, it's not really going to be a long... Well, I hope it's not. The idea is to sort of win the Premier League and the Champions League. And then
so it's
going to
be a long series.
So
then
it could be a long series.
Yeah, it's going to get well into next
year.
But
I'm hoping my knowledge of what happened in the future, you know, like what Parker has got on us, will sort of help me build a team quicker and give me a bit of insight. So hopefully it won't be that long. But I do want to say, cue the celebration music. Michael Owen is gone.
Oh!
He's gone. He's done.
Where's he gone to?
He went to Lyon for 19 million.
Lyon?
Which is ridiculous considering some of the prices I'm having to pay for players.
Well, it was around about 06 time when Lyon really dominated in France, didn't they? They were like the team.
Yeah. So I'm a bit... I weren't happy with how much we got, but then I suppose I did just leave him on the bench out for the first half of the season. So I can't really complain that they're not willing to pay full whack for him. But yeah, I took it, snatched their hand off, and he's gone. Thank God for that. It is the transfer window. And we have put an offer in for Martin Skrtel for 7.5 million. Can't remember who he plays for. Some random club. We've bought in young lads, Dries Mertens, or whatever his name is.
Oh, Dries Mertens, yeah.
Dries Mertens, yeah. Sorry, I don't listen to the old lady plays.
Well, you know, when you've managed in the likes of Holland and Sweden and Italy, you get to pick up these pronunciations.
The old lady plays videos have got you, you know, being pedantic.
It's because she's very good at it, that's right.
She is.
She really teaches you how to pronounce.
Exactly. The best ones I've seen. I was proper into them. I went on a binge session of watching like all the different ones so I could be more lingual. Can't you tell? I'm more.
Yeah. I mean, you can pretty much go anywhere in the world now and they would understand what you're saying.
I'll have to bring old lady plays video to me first, though, so I can
Whereas before you could do that, obviously, when you went everywhere in the world, you were speaking Welsh. No one knew a fucking thing you were talking about.
Well, you know, I could pull out the longest word in Welsh and confuse everyone, but, you know, I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Is that the train station?
Yeah.
Can you say it?
Yeah.
Go on.
Llan ffaith gwgyng y cwgyr, llan dwbl, llan dysilio, go, go, go.
That's actually, Park Era, that's actually a train station in Wales.
And I even put on the North Walian accent to go along with it as well.
Is the name longer than the platform?
Who knows? I mean, who knows?
So, yeah, anyway. We've brought
I don't want to go up there.
Yeah. We've brought in Dries Mertens, Eden Hazard, and the goalkeeper, Charles Itanji.
I knew him.
Yeah. He was a pretty good goalkeeper back in the day, so we brought him in.
He wasn't, but okay.
Well, he is now, so shut up.
Well, this is why it's going to take you a long time to lift the Premier League if you're signing Charles
Itanji. The thing is, right, is I've got Steve Harper, who's dead old. I've got Shay Given, who's still pretty good, but he's dead old. And then I've got the likes of Tim Krul, who's too young. I've got Fraser Forster, who's too young. So I've got goalkeepers who are too young and goalkeepers who are too old, but no one, you know, no one in the middle. So I've had to bring in someone to branch that sort of gap. So I've sent, I've sold Oliver Bernard, Craig Moore, Chris Gate, Titus Bramble. They've all left the club permanently.
What, Newcastle legend Titus Bramble?
I know. I fell out of him because I wouldn't play him. I think, again, that's a personal thing. He probably should have been on that episode where I was saying I don't like players but he was the opposite. I literally didn't realise, but I won't play him because I didn't like him in real life.
You just don't know what he's going to do. He's going to jinx you.
Yeah, so I just he was causing a bit of upset in the dressing room, so I was like, yeah, see ya. We have sent two players out on loan. Tim Krul has gone out on loan to get some match experience with Coventry. Andy Carroll has gone out on loan because he's not quite hit the heights I would hope so far. He's gone to Swansea.
Oh, get in there.
So hopefully you can do Swansea a bit of a...
Are we service. Still in League One? Because I know all mad scientists...
You are in League One.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll get you out. Because I was sort of looking at it thinking, do I want him to play in League One or do I want him to play in Championship? And I was like, well, we'll see how he does at Swansea.
Because it was around about this time, 2006, I think it was 2008 actually,
Resurgence
where we won League One when Roberto Martinez was our manager. So that was when we got promoted.
Yeah.
So that was when we started our rise to the Premier League.
So they're on loan deals till the end of the season. So I'm hoping they can get a bit of match experience. And I've just brought Itanji in to be a sub goalkeeper Shay Given at the minute, to be honest. And obviously Shay Given's probably going to be on his way out soon as well. So I just wanted someone in case. So we've spent all our money. We've got no money left. We're gonna fifth in the league. Back to the weird jaggly runs. So in the last episode, not the one that I released yesterday, but the one before that, we went on a 6-game winning streak. We beat Arsenal and everyone, and then we played Chelsea as the live com.
Lost.
And we lost. They're first.
Yeah, that happens as well.
Chelsea are first. Chelsea are first, but they're like dominating. They're like doing a Liverpool this season. They're like halfway through a season. They're about 7 points clear already. So we played Chelsea and we lost. And then we went on another losing streak. So we've dropped down to seventh in the league at the minute.
But see, that's another superstition I have as well. Is where. I'll play off camera and I'll win a load of games. And then as soon as I record, it's like my players go, oh my God, I'm scared of being on camera. And then they all forget how to play.
Yeah, the camera shy. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. I used to have players in my old FM19 save who I knew for a fact that if we were on camera, they would not play.
Yeah, it's mad. They can't play for the big game. That's why this is why you've got to get these players that can play for the big games. Otherwise, they won't play one in your live comms.
Exactly. That's what it is.
They know when you're live comming it.
They do.
Yeah. Never mind the FA Cup. It's when you live com. It's really when it affects them.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to a fifth, 5 points clear of us in seventh, which is absolutely fucking mental. Arsenal are in their fabled fourth place, as always. So that's where my... Oh, yeah, sorry. We still do have to play. I did mention it last week. We've got PSV in the first knockout round of the Euro Cup. We did get PSV. Past Carlisle in the third round. Get in. Good luck. The FA Cup. Carlisle, they're well good. and then we've got Watford in the fourth round of the FA Cup. So that's where I'm at the moment in my save.
Oof.
A lot going
you
on.
You say your goalkeepers are old, but how old are your two goalkeepers, your top goalkeepers?
I think, I know that goalkeepers play on a little bit longer. I think Shea he's 33.
That's nothing for a goalie.
I know it's not
prime.
I know it's not, but like I'm just sort of thinking of the future. So I'm trying to build a team. So I might even get rid of him because he's worth quite a bit of money as well. I think he's worth like 15 million for a 33-year-old goalkeeper.
Shagan was brilliant, though. He was a class
goalie. He is. He's really good. But I just want to sort of, you know, I don't know. I fixed the defence a little bit, so that's where we're at. We're just going to have to see where it goes, I guess. But I've got him in just in case, that Itanji. Because he looked good. His stats were pretty good. Or his attributes, sorry. My bad for all you diehards out there. Is it time to move on to the main topic?
The topic right. of the week.
So, guys, we put a tweet out on the FMC_show Twitter account. What is the most important aspect to you when choosing a team to manage on Football Manager? Is it youth facilities? Is it finances? Or is it something else? We want to know. So we had quite a good response to this. Some good, some a bit jokey. But we'll start with a jokey one from our very own Park Era. He likes to know if they've got truck parking.
Damn right.
I think that's a very valid point.
I need to know if
they
park the rig. I'm trucking twice
exactly.
a week.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
if Park Era's trucking twice a week, he needs to know that the club he manages has the space there for his trucks.
So
I think that's a valid point.
So just
the tractor.
That's it. Yeah. The tractor, you'd be late, wouldn't you? But so let me get this straight.
It's a groundkeeper's tractor. No problem.
Oh, you just borrow it.
Yeah. Just jump in and start.
So let's just get this straight. So you haven't played Football Manager for about 2 months because you haven't found a club with truck parking yet.
Still waiting on that truck parking.
Club on clubs. Come on, Football Manager. Come on, Sports Interactive. Get this truck parking into the game and you'll get more players.
And it's got to be able to hold a trailer. Not just a cab. I need the trailer too.
Oh, yeah, because that would just basically be a car parking.
And that's going to have my dinner.
Okay, so we've got... the next one comes from Gamer James FM. I like a bit of narrative. Has the club not won the league or a trophy of any kind for years? Can't help but feel like he means a certain Newcastle there. Or a club with the potential to break another dominance obviously also means Newcastle. So thanks for your answer, Gamer James. Cheech FM's next. You forgot nice kits. So apparently he was the first one to say nice kits, but wasn't the last one, funny enough. Probably fine. Go on.
A lot of people are fine, do say the kit, say it plays a big role. It's either the kit or the badge.
Yeah. They're all material people, aren't they?
Yeah.
But he did say probably finances for me. I don't want to jump into a club that are on if a financial mess, if you can help it. I mean, my year in Football Manager this season has been all financially ruined clubs, so I can't really say much about that. But,
well, all I'm going to say on that one is, you know, if it's more than one club, it's not the club's fault. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, and I get what you're insinuating.
You can't juggle those finances.
But when you turn up to a club and you go to a club and they're already in financial ruin, I can't be to blame.
I should have done your research. Should I have gone and gone, their finances say okay.
It wasn't like I had my pick of every club, was it?
You just have to wait.
Anyway,
you've got to wait for the right opportunity.
I did, and I ended up doing a journeyman at the same club for about 6 years.
It's because you didn't take the right opportunity.
Maybe.
Patience, young grasshopper.
But I did go to a club with a nice wooden stand, because that's what I was looking for in a club.
Well, you can't beat a wooden stand, to be
An
fair.
An IKEA flat pack stand.
Exactly.
So, Lord Calmus, badge and the kit. That
yeah, popular one.
Pretty.
Popular one, badge and kits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, that's all an extra bonus if they have a rich history but fell on hard times. or the opposite, never had anything done for him.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the past history, I think. Especially
yeah, the sleeping giant.
I always look at those big teams that used to be there. Like, usually one of the things that really I first look for is, you know, like Nottingham Forest. Oh, it's always the yearly temptation. Yeah. You know, one of those big, I mean, you're talking about a sleeping giant, you know, European history, not just domestic.
Yeah.
You know, sort of clubs. And yeah, that's that one that always gets me is a once fallen giant.
Bring them back to glory.
Yeah.
Okay, Hide the Ball Gaming is next. Has to be a story behind the club. Could be history, could be failure. The town, city, the people behind it. If I enjoy the story or history, I fall in love with the club and it makes a great save.
Cool.
Yeah, that's another good one. You know, there's like a, you know, a certain story behind the club. Like Forest Green Rovers, like, because they're like a vegan club. You know, could go for them.
Are they a vegan club?
Because
of Dupe. Because of Dupe.
I think they're vegan. I think it's not the vegan club, Forest Green.
I've never heard of a vegan club.
What? No?
You, like they only take on players who don't eat meat.
It's a thing, I know, I'm telling you.
I know FM Dupe, or just Dupe he's called now. He did a stream with Forest Green and he got like partnered with and everything, and he I know he was a vegan when he was.
I'm googling this now because I'm doubting myself.
So yeah, maybe I would like to. I've never heard of it, to be honest. I'm not saying
yes,
wrong.
They are. Come 2015, the Forest Green Rovers was the world's first vegan soccer team.
So how does that work? What, do they only serve their players vegan food?
Oh, I'm not going that far into it. All I know is that they're vegan.
You can't just say, oh, we're vegan. That's not
vegan
how it works. There's, the vegan means something. Like,
I'd imagine all they eat is non-meat, then I assume.
Well, that's going to limit the players that sign for them, isn't it?
Well, they're doing all right, to be fair. They're in League 2, I think. They seem to be all right.
I mean, it's an interesting concept.
Oh,
I mean, I've seen Game Changers.
There's your interesting club and your interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Game Changers, and there was an American football team that, we're going off on a bit of a tangent here, but American football team that they hadn't won anything for years, and they all went vegan because one of the players was vegan, so his missus only started cooking vegan stuff, and then she was like basically cooking for half the team. Like, they'd all go round there and she'd cook for, like, a big group of lads. So most of them all ate vegan food. And they went on to win the championship that year. Or do something that year. I don't really understand American football too much. But they went on to do something that they had never done before that year. And I was like, oh, that's... So see, maybe Forest Green are trying to go the same way.
Maybe so. And it's a good job they call Forest Green instead of, like, Forest Red.
Or Forest Steak.
Yeah.
As an ex-butcher, that just hurts. Vegan.
To be fair, I'm personally trying to go vegan. I'd say I'm 75% vegan at the minute. I know that doesn't make sense. Because
I was going to say, right? Hang on now.
Vegan is vegan. But I am trying to only eat plant-based food. The restriction... just for health reasons, I'm not saying kill all animals, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it because I feel sorry for the animals and all that. Just mainly for it's healthier for me. So
no eggs, no milk, no dairy, you're having none of that either.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not fully there yet because that's to do with like what's going on at the minute and that. My financial restraints, because it's not that cheap to eat vegan, because obviously with me going to the gym and all that sort of stuff as well, I'm having to have protein shakes and stuff, which I'm having with soy milk, but the protein powder itself is not vegan friendly. So, and I can't afford vegan friendly protein powder because it's a bit more expensive. So that's where I'm at. So again, off on a tangent, but vegans, I get it. It is a healthier thing. And supposedly, according to these new documentaries and scientific facts that are coming out, it can make you perform a lot better as well. So we'll see if vegan Forest Green will be getting promoted anytime.
And like
soon.
I say, I've just thought of someone's Football Manager series. You know, they can take over as Forest Green Rovers and eat vegan food on stream or in the video, and then if they raise the promotion, then it just shows that it works. So they are, you can have that for free, someone. You can have that for free.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because I'm certainly not going vegan.
It's not that bad. Do you know what? I actually feel better for it. I do. And I'm not one of these that sort of tell everyone and say you shouldn't. You know, like I said, I'm not doing it for, you know, the environment, although it does help the environment, apparently. I'm not doing it to save the animals, although obviously it does save animals. But I don't. I don't expect everyone else to do it. I'm doing it for my own personal reasons. And I know a lot of people think, oh, vegans, you know, they tend to just, you know, look down on everyone and frown. But I personally chose to do it for my own personal reasons. And I don't really care what everyone else is doing. Do you know what I mean? So if you want to eat meat, go for it. If you don't, don't. Like I said, I'd say 75% of my meals now are vegan. And I'd very rarely have, like, even when I have sausages, I have vegan sausages and things like that. So I'm doing my bit.
Yeah. Vegan sausages. So it's not a sausage, it's just a roll of veggies.
Well, yeah, they're actually called vegan, what they called, they're called bangers, aren't they? Because they're not sausages, because to be a sausage, yeah, you have to have so much meat in it, don't you?
Yeah, it's like people say vegan burgers, and it's just like, that's not a burger.
Well, this is the thing. I don't get the.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah, you walk down like Tesco's at the veg aisle, and it's got like vegan chicken burger. It's like, no, it's not chicken burger. If it's vegan, like, and yeah, what's the point in being vegan if you're having a chicken burger? Like it.
Yeah,
call it something else.
Funny. It's like turkey bacon. It's like, it's not bacon. It's turkey. How can it be bacon?
It's pretend.
Yeah, it's pretend bacon and pretend sausages and pretend chicken burgers.
If you're going to pretend, just go all the way.
Yeah, okay, back to the show, guys. Come on, back to the show. Stephen Scott, not to be mixed up with the Sillit Bang guy. That we could easily go off on another tangent there.
Oh, I know, right? We're going to stop the
but
tangent.
We won't. For me, it has to be a challenge and scope to develop the club. I love a one club save, taking a small, poor performing team and making them into a beast, not to need to last 10 to 15 years. So, yeah, that's a good old fashioned save. FMZ Gaming, I more look at their history. Have they fallen on hard times, etc.? Ben DPB, I have to say that slow. I always mix them letters up when I say it fast.
DPB.
You got it.
Is that right?
Yep.
Get in there.
It's because you roll all your words anyway, you Welsh, so you're good
like
with your...
I like to roll my arms.
Yeah, you're good with your tongue. What? What is this show turning into?
yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say no, but...
I just get tongue-twisted. Okay.
I'm not going to go there. I could go down so many ways then.
Yeah. We've already got enough tangents. No more tangents.
This is a PG show, right? I better not.
So, Ben DPB, youth facilities and show recruitment. Sometimes, but mostly I need a story or history for me to want to manage them. Tyler or T Davy 1, I'm going to echo a lot of other replies. In a one club save, I look for some sort of narrative to get behind, be it historic club that's fallen down or leagues, or like a York or Pompey, or a club that's gained attention through recent events like Salford, which, yeah, that always helps because, I mean, people want to watch them sort of shows as well if they're current news, aren't they? Mm. Dazman, they don't have red kits.
Fair.
Yep. To be fair, there's a lot of that. And red is the colour as well, isn't it? Like, that people don't want to play as. Maybe it's danger. Maybe it's because, like, mine personally is because it's Sunderland. But, you know, oh well. The United City FM, if it's a one-team save, then for me it is about what reason have I got to go there? Have they not won anything in a while? Did they used to be bigger than they are, etc.? With a journeyman, it is simple. They are better than my current team and they will have me.
Yeah, that's a big one for a journeyman. Yeah. Are they a bigger team? Yes. Do they want me? Yes. Job done.
Yeah. The issue with my journeyman save was that both of them answers were no. See, they weren't bigger than the current club, and they didn't.
Your
want
journeyman
me.
Was like a sideways shuffle, more than
it was. Yeah, yeah. I ended up just giving up because it wasn't a journeyman. I wasn't going anywhere. I was standing still. Yeah, Vince.
See, that's
Gray.
Where you should watch my journeyman. I started at a uni team, and now I'm at Lazio.
I tried to. I didn't try to watch yours. I do watch yours. It's just that I don't seem to have the luck that you have.
It's the charms.
I mean, you went from
success.
Who did you go from to PSV?
AIK.
Sorry, who did you go for to AIK?
Glentoran.
Exactly. That's a big jump, that.
I know, I was quite
no
lucky.
No one offered me that jump.
It's because they seen what he did at Trailer Balls went.
The untapped potential. So, yeah, Vince Gray talking about untapped potential. Untapped potential, a team where you look at the squad or facilities and they have the potential to do better than they currently are. Donut Donny, don't normally have one, but if I did, I would be looking at the youth facilities.
Yeah, fair. You want to build a team around the youth, kind of like the old class of 96 and all that.
Yeah, which is all very well if you're you're going to be a higher league team, but if you're a lower league team, yeah. The youth facilities are always shy, aren't they? Old Lady Plays, our multilingual admin in the FM Creators Discord. For a one-team save, I have to find a hook to hang the story on. Without that, I lose interest quickly.
Yeah, I'd say that's a common one. There's a story behind the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense too, I guess.
I mean, then we've got Jimmy Carter. He's put a badge of Melton Town FC and says, the badge, with an exclamation mark. And I'm going to say that the Melton Town FC badge isn't the best. So I'm not sure if that was a sarcastic one.
I'm looking at it now, and it's the Barcelona border.
Yeah, with an England bottom.
With one of the three lions at the bottom of it. Yeah. You've got the English flag at the top, and then one of the three lions at the bottom.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not the badge a badge that jumps out at me and goes, I want to manage and I'm a football manager, but each to their own. Thanks for messaging in, Jimmy Carter. Then we've got the FM boss. The history for me and someone who isn't expected to do much. Okay. So easy club vision. Fraser FC, stadium size, saves money down the track.
Yeah, well, that's another one. Saves money, and you've got, especially if it's like a stadium that can be sort of expanded as well. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, you've got money coming in then, haven't you, as well?
Yeah.
There are FM logos. There are other considerations, but first and foremost, I have to like the club's badge and current kit. Job has agreed with that. Definitely, that's why I'm at Forest Green Rovers. What? Not the vegan aspect?
No, I was going to say, what?
Have you not been listening to this show yet? That's why I'm at Forest Green Rovers at the moment. I love that kit. Is it made out of Leafs?
Probably. Oh.
That means that the kits would have to be like vegan friendly as well.
Flex or something, wouldn't they?
And their footballers wouldn't be able to play in leather boots.
Well, no, they wouldn't be able to.
All I'm saying is, they seem to be successful.
I'm really going to look into this after. Jack Johnson, sometimes kits or badge does it for me. I mean, or the history of the club. And then finally, we've got Jonathan Christiansen. The history and the training facilities, both youth and first team, also training facilities when loaning out players. Don't want them training on a school pitch if can be avoided, which is very valid.
Yeah, I do that when I loan my players out. I check the training facilities, because otherwise there's no point loaning them out.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, that's all of the tweets. Thanks for commenting, everyone. That was a really impressive bunch of comments. Yeah, that's probably our best outlay so far. What do you look for, Park Era, apart from a truck stop?
One of the things I do look for, especially if I'm doing a journeyman and I'm looking to go to another club, it's affiliates. So if I'm especially starting down in the lower leagues, I'm looking at, if I'm in Northern Conference 1 or something like that, I'm going to see if they have any affiliates or they're going to be open to an affiliate for as a parent club so I can get some cheap loans in, because that saves me money. I don't have to worry about buying players and I don't have to worry about contracts, because half the time clubs higher up, when you're a non-league team sort of thing, they'll just let you have the players for free.
Yeah. Well, if you're a partner, they can't charge you, can they? They pay the wages and everything, don't they?
Exactly. And you get a friendly every year from them, and you keep the gate receipts, and they give you an annual fee. So all that works for you. I mean, it can make a little bit of a difference. I mean, that's one thing I look for. I don't care what the badge is. I don't care what the color of the kit is, because I know it's not going to be a Liverpool or a City or a Blackburn, so it's never going to be a problem with me. A Fallen Giant is one that does.
You said to me there that you do care about the color of the kits.
No, I said except for those, because I know I'm not going to be going to those three.
But that's
clubs.
Because of the kits.
And that's because they should.
So, would you, so would you manage Melbourne City?
I haven't. It doesn't bother me.
Well, they've got the Man City kit, haven't they? Their kit is basically Man City.
Now, this Melbourne City, this is a Melbourne City kit, and it doesn't bother because as a Wellington Phoenix.
No, but I mean the design and all that is exactly the same as the Man City.
The club's Melbourne City. I don't care.
And also, you do know Melbourne City.
And I wouldn't
City.
Be going to Melbourne City anyway, because it's unless it's the Wellington Phoenix and the A-League generally.
And you do know that Melbourne City is run by Man City, or the people that run Man City.
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah, but like I said, it doesn't bother me.
But that doesn't bother you. Okay, cool.
And generally, I don't start in Australia anyway, because the default database is too limited, you know, for my liking. But yeah, Fallen Giants is something I always look at, just even if it's just for a personal save. Like I said before, Nottingham Forest is always a club that gets to me. This season going into, you know, FM20, Bolton was an option. But then again, I knew a lot of people would probably be Bolton. You know, Bury, if they had stayed around, would have been an option probably.
Yeah,
Well,
that's what that guy said about, clubs that are in the regional news for or national news for whatever reason, whether they've been, you know, because that every season, if a club goes bust, you can guarantee, or you know, or gets relegated because they've been fined or whatever, you can guarantee there'll be a plethora of FMs wanting to be them. Do you know what I mean? So
exactly, and I mean that makes sense, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'll sometimes look at big clubs that have fallen. You know, say for example, even, you know, like a Coventry City, once a team that was in the top league. You know,
can you say that again?
Coventry.
Oh, okay. I actually thought you said. I thought you said it. You said Coventry, and I thought that's actually how you said it.
Yeah, Coventry. Now you know clubs like that. Sometimes I'll look at as well, and towards the not so much of a fallen giant, but just a team that used to be up, you know, up in the top leagues. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you look at it and it's like they don't feel right in League Two. You know.
Yeah.
So that's all I really look at, to be honest. I mean, training facilities. If I'm going non-league or lower leagues, you got to expect rubbish. So it's not a criteria that I really concern myself about, to be honest.
Fair enough. And what about you, Swan?
Yeah, I think I got two different thoughts, really. I think the first one, if I was doing like a one club save, I think what's already been discussed, I kind of look at. So I look at the kits, I look at the badges. Does it look cool? You know, and is there a story? Because you could go for a team where it's been dominated for so long and you want to bring the sort of giant killers to glory. And then I guess you got the other side of the coin where you take over a giant and you want to try and continue the dominance. So I think like a lot of people have said, I think I try to look for a story behind it or something that hooks me into it. But if I was doing a journeyman, and this is what my mindset is, it's not something I've really seen in the comments. Whenever I do a journeyman and I jump to a different club, I always think to myself, if I was in real life, would I take that job? So I look at, like, and I know in FM, the wage doesn't mean anything for a manager, but I like to look at that as a, right, are they going to pay me more? Would it make sense for me to move to that country with the money they give me? So obviously, as you go higher up, when you get paid stupid money, it doesn't really matter. You just jump to whatever. But especially lower league, you know, I always think, when I went from Swansea Uni to Glentoran, my story was that, right, I'm still living at home, I'm not being paid anything, so I can still commute to and from work. And it wasn't until Glentoran paid me a wage, and I had to work out whether the wage would be more than the money I'm on in my current job to make the move. Do you know what I mean? So as much as it doesn't mean anything in-game, I like to try and put my, like, realistic hat on, imaginary quotations. Yeah, so that's kind of how I like to look for journeymans anyway. Like, you know, I'm not going to jump from, like, Glentoran to, like I don't know, Brazil, because, you know, that's going to be way too much money to go back down to Brazil. But if I went to Sweden, like I did to AIK, they're giving me a massive pay rise. I could afford to move out there. I could afford to rent or buy a house. So that's why I made that move. So I like to try and play the realistic as much as I can, really. That's kind of how
the
I
realism
like to
is what gets you then.
Yeah. For journeyman saves anyway, just to think, you know, would it make sense for me to make that move? Yeah. But like I say, once you start getting up to like big clubs and when they paid you like more than 50 grand a week, then you can pretty much move. You can go wherever you want to be honest. You're rich at that point. You can buy a mansion. So, but I know like for the smaller side, I tend to look at that. So that's kind of my two thoughts really. But a lot of the comments I kind of agree with for one club saves, like the badge, the kits, the story.
Yeah, they're pretty much what I expected, to be honest. I don't know about you, but I mean I'm quite superstitious with red and white. Like my local original club that where I come from, the club that got me into non-league football when I was a kid was Sheppey United. And they play in red and white stripes. And they've been on Football Manager for years, like obviously the level 10 database, which I've been using for like, you know, normal journeymans and that anyway, or you know, lower league saves, which I always do. But that's the reason I haven't been them. And it's weird because that's the club that I first, as a young child, like, you know, I think I was going there when I was, you know, five or something with my dad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was dead young. So they're probably one of the first clubs that I actually knew played football. Do you know what I mean? But because I've grown up and I've become a Newcastle fan, I've kind of not wanted to play him. So obviously I've only been playing Football Manager on screen or whatever for 3 years or whatever. But I won't be them purely because of their kit. Although I have a strong affinity to them, and you know, they're my local team from where I originally come from, and all that. I can't be them because of their kit.
Gives you Sunderland vibes.
Yeah, because of the Sunderland vibes. So it's weird that I would probably say I supported them before I supported Newcastle. Yet the Newcastle fan in me won't let me play as my first love in football because of their, do you know what I mean? It's dead weird. But I think that's a big thing. Badges, I guess, in the back of my mind, maybe I'm a little bit like, yeah, it's a rubbish badge, I'm not going to go there. I wouldn't say I don't ever look at them. So maybe I do take that into account a little bit. But I think the biggest thing for me is challenges. I think I've always liked a lower league save. And a challenge. I don't tend to play many, like, you know, start at the top leagues and stuff like that. And maybe I should, because maybe I'd finish them saves. But I think for me it'd be the challenge. I think that's what I would say is the important thing that I look for.
Cool.
Is it time for the quiz?
Time for the quiz.
Quiz time.
Okay, so today the quiz is going to be taken by Parkera, or given by Parkera. Lead the way, Parkera.
So, I mean, I'll ask the question, I'll give you both a chance to answer, and then I'll let you know who's right, yeah?
Okay.
It's just easier.
You're the quiz master, we'll do it your way.
Yeah. It's a mix of Premier League related questions. So thinking of Premier League 1992 onwards. And some...
That wasn't a dig, was it?
Some pretty straightforward.
You say they're straightforward.
Yeah.
Do you realise who you're giving the quiz to, yeah?
So you're ready to rock and roll?
Ready to rock and roll.
Rightio. So... In what year did the Premier League first start, and how many clubs were in that first season?
You going first, one?
I'll let you go first. I'll give you the chance.
It was 1992, and it was 24 clubs.
Is that your final answer?
Now you're making me think it's not. I guess so, yeah.
So I will go... 1992 as the year.
All right.
And as far as clubs go, I want to say, I don't know. You'd think I know the answer to this one. You'd think this would be quite a straightforward one. I want to say 22 teams.
Correct.
Get in there.
I knew it was 22. More than 20.
I didn't think it was 24. Exactly. I knew it was, but I didn't think it was 20. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, 24 used to be, I think, the traditional old
Division One
numbers, you know, Division One, Division Two. And they obviously, they, after that first season, they had to try and they only wanted like 20 clubs.
Yeah.
They had to muck around with something.
No, I knew for a fact it was more than 20, but but I weren't sure. And then when you said that, I was like, no, I got it wrong. But okay, 22 it was.
Okay, in 2009, Liverpool were beaten by Sunderland after the decisive Darren Bent goal was incorrectly awarded after being deflected off what object?
Kyle X plays.
Oh, well, it's not. I know the answer. But
yeah, I know the answer as well. A beach ball.
Yeah, beach ball.
Yeah.
It misfooted Pepe Reina and it went in the goal. Well, shouldn't have counted.
He said it misfooted him, but yeah.
Well,
if you can't tell the difference between a beach ball and a football, you know.
Not at that club.
Probably shouldn't be a goalkeeper.
At that short range and that quick, all you see is a circle-shaped ball
with 10 different colours on it.
You don't see colours at that speed. You only just see the shape of it.
All right, the size of it then.
Well, it was roughly the same size.
Oh, I don't really remember the size, to be fair. Okay.
Are you enjoying your debate?
Yeah. Beach balls are generally bigger, aren't they?
How many goals did Manchester United put past Ipswich Town in March of 1995 to record the highest Premier League's biggest win ever? And which player scored 5 goals in that game?
Right, I think I know the answer, so I'll let Kyle X please go first.
I'm going to say 12. And what year, 95?
All right.
Who was it, United in 95? I don't even know who played for him in 95, to be honest. David Beckham. I know it would have been a striker, but...
Well, you're wrong on both of them, because I know the answer.
Yeah, so
it's 9-0, and it was Andy Cole that scored 5 goals.
Oh, of course, Andy Cole.
Yeah, I remember. It's one of those things you just know. Well, I just know. Because they mention it all the time. They always knew, like, oh, it's the highest goal-scoring game.
Well, Newcastle beat Sheffield Wednesday, like, wasn't that 9-0 as well?
Probably not.
No. That was Bobby Robson.
I don't think Bobby Robson played for the Premier League.
He managed Newcastle.
I don't know. I don't think it was a 9. Anyway, at the end of the 2018-19 season, which of all the former Premier League clubs? So all the clearing of cleaves, Okay, at the end of the 2018-19 season, which of all former Premier League clubs was in the lowest position in the Football League?
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a toughie.
Ooh. This is a tough one. I'm just trying to think of what teams were in the league.
Go on, you can go first.
I'll go first, yeah. I don't know, but I guess Barnsley? That's a guess.
Kyle?
I'm going to go... I've got two teams in my head. Oxford United?
Nope. Oldham Athletic.
Oldham?
Yep.
Ah, fair play. Yeah.
And 14, can I just say... I was wrong. It was 8-0 that we beat Sheffield Wednesday, and it was in 1999.
Ah, see.
It weren't far off.
Right, so which player made 310 consecutive Premier League appearances from August 2004 to October 2012?
Ooh, I'm going to guess at Petr Cech.
And I'm going to go with John Terry. Or is that too early?
Brad Friedel.
Oh, Brad Friedel, obviously. Every single Blackburn game ever.
Spurs.
I was going to say, it is. I thought right. Goalkeeper, you know, right
gonna
position.
Be, you know there's going to be people shouting at this thing going, you two are fucking stupid.
I've always said I'm not here for knowledge, I'm here for entertainment.
Well, you say that, but here you are winning the quizzes.
Well, that's just a coincidence.
As of July 2019, how many outfield players over the age of 40 have played in the Premier League?
Are we getting nearest to the button or what?
Can't do it if neither of us get it right. So how many players over the age of 40 have played in the Premier League, yeah?
Yeah, outfield players.
Outfield players.
Oh, so not goalkeepers. Ooh.
I can't see this being that high.
I was surprised by this, to be honest.
Right. I'm going to put a number to 10.
No, it can't be that many, surely. I'm going to go with... Although saying that, back in the day, they would have had... You know, early days, they probably would have had a few. I'm going to go 5. I don't think it's going to be as high as 10.
The answer is 4. You were close.
Do I get it then?
I'll give you... You got... No, because you didn't get the answer.
I thought, yeah, but with them questions, we normally get a ballpark figure, don't we?
Only if it's mentioned.
Well, I asked that, and Swan said, only if we don't get it.
But I'm not the quiz master.
Oh, right. If you had got it, yeah, you would have argued it. No, it just usually we get
or in this case, a point for a bonus point. Can you name them?
Obviously not.
I can name you one, I think. Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah, really, Teddy was fairly old. So, yeah, he played, he was, yep. 40 years old, 272 days, Terry Sheringham.
So I get a bonus point? Or do I have to get all four?
Four of them.
Damn.
Are you going to have a go?
Yeah. Terry Sheringham. Tim Sherwood?
Nope.
I don't know then.
Carl, are you having a go?
Nope.
I know one, but I'll let him have a go.
I've said no.
No.
Okay. So the players were Terry Sheringham, Ryan Giggs.
Oh, Giggs.
Kevin Phillips and Gordon Strachan.
Oh, I would never have got Gordon Strachan.
Surprised no one got Giggs. Come on.
I know, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get
Giggs.
He's
nobody, isn't he? He's not. No one cares about him.
Like Michael Owen.
Exactly, yeah.
Like Michael Owen.
Which three teams were relegated from the Premiership at the end of the 2017-18 season?
All right, I know one. Swansea. Who else went down that year with us? West Brom, Stoke.
Carl,
I'm going to go with Swansea because he said he would know. Probably West Brom as well, but I'm going to say, do you know what? Now I think it might be Stoke as well. Or was that? They haven't been down 3 seasons, have they? Actually, they have been down 2 seasons. Oh, I want to go Stoke or Derby. Joe, I'm going to say Derby just because Swansea, Derby and West Brom.
Okay, the correct answer is Swansea, West Brom and Stoke.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was Stoke because I was talking a lot to Ticker back then and he's a Stoke fan. I couldn't remember if that was the season before or after.
I went to the last game of the season when we went down. And I remember those are the other two teams that went down with us.
How many non-British players appeared on the opening day of the inaugural Premier League season? There's three chances. Okay, so this is multi-choice, all right? A, 13, B, 23, or C, 33?
I'll let Kylax go first.
B.
I'm going to go with the lowest one. So 13, I think the lowest one was.
Correct answer is A, 13.
Oh, get in there.
So there's no real need for the last question. But shall we just ask it anyway?
Yeah, we'll ask it for the fans.
Do it for the fans.
I had to check this out a couple of times, actually. Which football ground is the longest continuously used ground of any of the 49 teams which have played in the Premiership?
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh.
Continuously played.
Yeah, go Carl.
Goodison Park.
Okay, that's a good shout. Continuously played.
Yeah, continuously used.
See, that's the key word, I think.
Yeah, continuously used ground. Used ground.
I think it's going to be like a random ground, but...
I was shocked by this. I had to check.
I'm going to go Villa Park.
The answer, apparently, is Turf Moor, home of Burnley. who have played there since moving from their Caldervale ground in 1883.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Goodison Park purely because the Liverpool used to play there, didn't they?
Yeah.
It used to be, yeah. But
it was Liverpool's ground first, and then
more days and stuff. There may have been, you know, obviously changes and breaks.
I mean that would explain why Turf Moor is a shithole. But
all right, so yeah, that's there. One on that. Okay,
so was that number 8.
I think so. Yes,
number 8.
We'll chalk that on the board.
So 8-5-4. Swan's doing a Liverpool and running away with it. Let's move on to where we can find you guys, Parkera.
You can find me on, Twitter at Parkera Games, YouTube at Parkera Games, Instagram at Parkera Games, and on the FMC Discord at Parkera.
Cool beans. And Super Swan?
So yeah, you can find me on YouTube, Super Swan. I'm on Twitter at Super Swan YT. Streaming on Twitch every Saturday over at twitch.tv/super_swan, and I'm in the Discord as Super Swan as well.
All beans, good memory for all of them.
I know, right? It takes a long time, but I get there.
To be fair with me, it's just Kyle X-Plays all across the board. Just Kyle X-Plays
everywhere.
Everywhere. On Sky.
Every website.
On Sky, on natwest.com, on Kyle X-Plays everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. So hit me up on all them platforms. And that's all we've got time for today. So for now, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from Parkera.
Kia kaha.
Thought I'd get him in to do that early rather than late last time. And goodbye from Super Swan.